Wimbledon, the most prestigious event in tennis, is underway this morning. Leighton Hewitt and Serena Williams are the defending champions and the number one seeds, but seven-time men's champion Pete Sampras is not participating. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
The seedings would indicate that Hewitt and Williams have a pretty good chance to repeat.
Well, I think particularly Serena Williams has an excellent chance to repeat. She had won four straight Grand Slams before she lost in the semifinals 2 weeks ago in Paris. Leighton Hewitt, on the other hand, has had not that good a year, has lost his number one ranking to Andre Agassi, and the only reason he's seeded number one is because Wimbledon is the only major in the world that does not always go by the rankings. They will switch the seedings around because of the grass surface that the players play on really only during the month of June each year.
But Agassi's 33, and he looked a little worn out losing in Paris.
Well, and clay is the surface that will make you look 33 or older because the matches are so long and the points are so long. It's ironic that years ago Agassi would skip Wimbledon because clay was his surface as a young player. Now this is probably his best chance to win another major championship because the points on grass are quick, the matches are quick, and Agassi's great return of serve actually is a big advantage on grass because you have to break serve to win at Wimbledon, and it's very hard to do on grass.
And Pete Sampras didn't want number eight from Wimbledon?
I'm sure he wanted number eight, but he didn't want to leave his wife and his newborn child. He became a father in December. He thought very seriously about trying to come back and play Wimbledon one more time. But the closer it got to the time when he really had to work to start getting back in shape, he began thinking, you know, my exit was last year's U.S. Open when I beat Agassi in the final. There's no better way to go out. And I think we've seen the last of Pete Sampras in championship tennis, even though he hasn't formally announced that he's retired.
Wimbledon's all about tradition, but it changes tradition.
They are all about tradition, but once the final was supposed to be played on Saturday, NBC came in and offered them about £1 million extra 20 years ago. Now the final's played on Sunday. Once the matches began at 2 p.m. precisely, now because they finally conceded that with all the rain, they won't finish if they start every day at 2, they start at about 1 o'clock. And starting this year, the players are not going to be told to bow to the royal box as they exit and enter the court, and that really is a break in tradition.
What happened to the bow?
They just decided that it's the 21st century, and players were forgetting the bow, and it was causing embarrassment as a result. So they said, if you feel like it, go ahead. But in the old days, they would have somebody stand there and remind the players. And actually, the bow has caused some kind of neat scenes where I remember once John McEnroe, of all people, was walking off court with a player named Derek Restaño, and Restaño forgot, and McEnroe grabbed him by the arm, said something to him, and Restaño remembered, and they bowed together, and it was actually kind of a neat scene, so I'm sorry to see it go.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book is Open, Inside the Ropes at Bethpage Black, the story of the first U.S. Open played at a true public golf course.